Lady Bird Readers. Superhero Max. Picture words. Superhero Max. Rob. Magic Boots. Lady Rob. Ricky Rob. Policeman. Max was a boy. He was a superhero too. Max had magic boots. He wore the boots, and he was Superhero Max. Superhero Max stopped bad people, and he helped good people. Ricky Rob was a bad person. He robbed banks. Lady Rob was Ricky's mom, and she was a bad person too. She liked robbing banks with Ricky. Lady Rob liked playing bad games with people. "Help me," she said. "I cannot open my door." Superhero Max flew to her house and opened the door. "Thank you, Superhero Max," said Lady Rob. "Would you like some tea?" Superhero Max had some tea. But it was magic tea, and soon he slept. Lady Rob took Superhero Max's magic boots. "I want the magic boots, Mom," said Ricky Rob. "Then I can rob the bank." "No," said Lady Rob. "I want to rob the bank." "One, two, fly," said Lady Rob, and she flew above the houses. A boy ran to Superhero Max. "You must not sleep," he said. "Lady Rob wants to rob the bank." "I can help," said Superhero Max. But he did not have any magic boots. He could not fly. Superhero Max ran to the bank. "Lady Rob, stop," he said. But Lady Rob was in the bank. Lady Rob ran from the bank with all the money. "You cannot fly, Superhero Max," she said. Lady Rob and Ricky Rob flew above the houses. They had the money from the bank. "You cannot stop us, Superhero Max," they said. "But I can stop the magic boots," said Superhero Max. Superhero Max sent magic to the boots. The boots and the bad people flew to a policeman. "We caught you, Lady Rob. We caught you, Ricky Rob," said Superhero Max. "You cannot rob the bank again." "Thank you, Superhero Max," said the policeman. "You are a superhero." Soon, Max was back in his house.
"Help, Superhero Max! Help!" said a boy.
Superhero Max got his magic boots.
"Superhero Max can help," he said.
Lady Bird Readers. Superhero Max. Read by Samantha Dakin. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Ed Meyer. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Lady Bird Books Limited, 2017.